Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. Jesus began to approach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. I did not find teaching 14-year-old boys to be a very fulfilling occupation. Perhaps it was because I was not the most inspiring teacher. Maybe my lack of preparation was to blame. But what most hurt me was their indifference to what I said, especially in religion class. I can understand why generations of teachers would threaten them with exams, the cane, even hell. The threat of punishment usually gets results. But that is not good teaching. I know that now. Mind you, I was mightily tempted. But I can understand also the frustration of Jesus in today's gospel. These were little towns who knew Jesus well. They had to hear his message. They must have seen his miracles, but it didn't touch them. It does look as though Jesus threatened them. It will be more tolerable in the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Maybe he shared my frustrations with those boys. But what he really is saying is, someday you will see the truth, and you will be ashamed and sorry you did not listen to me, because it could have been so much better. And that is us too. The message of Jesus, the call to forgiveness, to generosity, even to hope, could have made our lives so much better also. But as they say, it is never over until the fat lady sings. God bless.